All right, our coverage begins momentarily with Dave Cohen and Newell Norman live from the Sanger. But first, I just wanted to mention some cities: Accra, Ghana; Sakura, Japan; Havana, Cuba, 2019, 2021, Glasgow, Scotland, 2022, San Francisco; Napa Valley, Paris; Ascona, Switzerland; Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts; 2023, Seoul, South Korea; Dubai, United Arab Emirates; 2024, Doha, Qatar; Montreal, Canada; Barcelona, Spain; Rio de Janeiro, Brazil; in 2025, Ottawa, Canada; Nice, French Riviera, France; Washington, D.C.; Tampa, U.S. Then the travel papers got pulled. Those were former mayor, soon to be former mayor, LaToya Cantrell's travel follies starting in 2019. Bob Seger turns the page, as does Dave Cohen and Newell Norman and myself, when we come back and we look ahead to the inauguration of Elena Moreno here on WWL. I take this responsibility seriously. I really don't want to waste a day. The work starts now. Those the words of Mayor-elect Elena Moreno. Our coverage starts now with Dave Cohen and Newell Norman live at the Sanger. Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Tommy.
Newell, somebody texted in, got to get this out of the way right away, and said to tell you happy birthday. So happy birthday, Newell Norman.
And I would like to thank all those that wished me well on my birthday yesterday on all of the social media sites. Did not have a chance to get back to them. I had a chance, Tommy, to go to the inaugural mass yesterday afternoon, which was a beautiful ceremony, quite frankly.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, Newell, we can start there if you want, because Mayor-elect Moreno was quoted as saying it really did, for the first time, allow her, and I think maybe emotionally, I would guess, to, because she's been so busy with the details of getting this done, it allowed her emotionally to realize what was going on. Thoughts?
As she walked up the center aisle of the cathedral, you could tell she had her hand covering her top lip, and it was quivering, and she was holding back the tears. It was so beautiful. I mean, it was overwhelming, I guess, when you walked in, and the music that fills the cathedral was just phenomenal. And then as she got about two-thirds of the way, you could tell she had her composure back. The gospel singers up front were all smiling and receiving her, and I think she felt right at home. And I will tell you that it was well run last evening, and not a glitch at all. In fact, they finished 15 minutes early. They were on their game.
You could definitely see the emotion that she was going through as she entered, and that she did have a moment where it really, and I think we've all had that at some time in our lives, where we're able to push everything aside and focus on a task at hand, but at some point the emotion of the moment hits you, and it happened so viscerally to Elena Moreno as she walked through the crowd at St. Louis Cathedral.
Yeah, no doubt. And you have that same feeling the night of the election. I had it, and I watched her closely the night of her election when she walked up to the podium. It's overwhelming, you know, the amount of people that are there to support you. It's a very, very touching moment.
And I know this is a serious moment, but did it fulfill your Sunday obligation, Newell, or did you have to go twice?
No, it fulfilled my Sunday obligation, Tommy.
It was a full mass.
I got two for the price of one.
Well done. Efficiency. You see what I'm saying?
Efficiency, absolutely.
Tommy, they've just opened up the doors here at the Sanger Theater and allowed all of the guests who are going to be sitting in the theater watching the inaugural on in.
Wall-to-wall people.
Yeah, we've seen some dignitaries here. Amongst those that will be appearing on stage will include Gail Benson, Congressman Troy Carter, and U.S. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise together in a showing of bipartisan support for Elena Moreno, Louisiana Senate President Cameron Henry, Emeril and E.J. Lagasse will be amongst those making appearances on stage. We just saw the Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang walk in, Mark Romig, who will be providing the voice for the ceremony, just came by and shook our hands, and a lot of folks are now filing in. State police are here, National Guard is here, NOPD is here. It's a very secure event, and a lot of smiles on a lot of faces.
right, let me take a quick break for traffic. We'll pick it up. We come back. You can continue to paint the picture for us there for those of us that can't be at the Sanger for the inaugural inauguration of Mayor Helena Moreno. And that's not all. Some others to be inaugurated as well. You can't be there, but you can hear it all here on WWL with Dave Cohen and Newell Norman. 821, a quick look at traffic now on WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Newell Norman and Dave Cohen will cover the inauguration of Mayor Helena Moreno today. Right now, they are getting us started painting a picture, and I understand you guys have a special guest.
Yeah, the legislative auditor, Mike Wagesback, was on his way in, and we grabbed him. And you have become more familiar with the finances of New Orleans than perhaps anybody else in or out of New Orleans. Before we get to how bad those are, you've also had the opportunity to work very closely with the mayor-elect. How optimistic should New Orleanians be about this changing of the guard?
I'm very optimistic. I tell you, I see a lot of green shoots. I see a lot of positive vibes. You know, I woke up this morning, stayed at a friend's condo on the river, and I saw the sun rising over the Crescent City Connection. It was just a beautiful sunrise. I said, you know what, it's a new day in New Orleans. So I'm very positive. I'm very optimistic. And I think the new mayor is going to make some things happen.
That despite you have seen just how bad the financial picture is for New Orleans, and it's not good.
She's committed to righting the ship. I mean, you know, every day we're learning a few more surprises that are financial disappointments. But eventually we're going to get to the bottom of it. We got to right-size the ship. I think she's committed to that. We got to downsize the city to the revenue sources that we have coming in, and that's the bottom line. We COVID, like many other cities, really flooded the checkbooks with one-time money. And a lot of municipalities got caught not downsizing once the money was spent. So we just have to deal with that situation. It's going to be tough. Some tough financial decisions will be made. I think the mayor-elect and her team is committed.
We're going to let you go grab your seat because we know it's getting crowded in there. Mike Wagesback, legislative auditor, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your optimism that you shared here on WWL. And Tommy, we're seeing that, Tommy, in the faces of so many people walking in right now, just smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of hope, a lot of excitement. It's a new day here. You know, you can feel it. I think folks have been waiting for months. This transition period has felt like a long, long time. And that's not a knock on Mayor Cantrell. It's just the nature of the beast, right?
Tommy, there's a lot of optimism here, Tommy.
It sounds as though, and I could feel it talking to people over the weekend, and we're going to have the coverage of not only the swearing-in of Helena Moreno, but also J.P. Morrell and Matthew Willard, Amy McCarron, Leslie Harris, Freddie King III, Eugene Green, Jason Hughes, the entire city council. All of that will be live here on WWL with Newell Norman and Dave Cohen. Newell's going to have a regular show after that, so Newell is doing extra duty today. Everything you need to know. It's a bright day for the city of New Orleans. The future is as you heard the legislative auditor just say, a lot of green shoots. Almost like springtime in New Orleans coming early on January 12th, Inauguration Day. Keep it locked here on WWL. Don't miss a thing. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.